Moin and welcome. Hello and welcome. This podcast is for motivated people who want to improve their Luxembourgish vocabulary, listening skills, and fluency by listening to compelling content. I'm Anne, your dedicated host and the driving force behind Luxembourgish with Anne, with a true passion for teaching my mother tongue since 2012. In this dynamic podcast, I'll share with you interesting short vocabulary lessons and topic conversations from level A1 to B1, and together we will build a strong foundation of the language you need to speak with confidence about everyday life topics. I also share exclusive learning strategies and insights for the Spruchentest oral exam. So join me on this exciting Luxembourgish learning journey. Bist du bereit? Are you ready? Moin! So learn today 30 common Luxembourgish phrases for beginners. So the goal of this episode is to share with you Luxembourgish phrases, so not just individual Luxembourgish words, but phrases that you can use in many different situations. So the phrases selected for this episode are for beginners and typical expressions used by native speakers and are very helpful for you to use in everyday life, either with your neighbors, colleagues, friends, in social gatherings, and so on. And did you know that you can get fluent faster if you focus on learning Luxembourgish phrases, so the same phrases that we native speakers use every day? So in this episode, we will focus on practicing speaking, very important, together, and also on enhancing your listening comprehension. I will prompt you to listen to each phrase and afterwards to repeat after me aloud. So it is important to hear your voice if you would like to gain confidence in actually speaking Luxembourgish. So, bist du bereit? Are you ready? Great. Then let's get started with four ways to ask, how are you? Okay. So the first phrase, or these are questions, would be, so how is it going? How would you ask this in Luxembourgish? How is it going? Or how are you? This is easy. Hopefully you've said, wie geht es? Wie geht es? So, lauschte an wiederhol. This means listen and repeat. Wie geht es? Good. A second way to ask someone how are you could be, wie geht es dir? Wie geht es dir? So this is how are you more familiar, so you are more polite, and it's also an informal form. Okay, so if you know the person, or if it is a neighbor or a friend you know very well, or at work, you can say wie geht es dir. It's more personal. Yeah. And then the same question in the formal form would be wie geht es ihr? Ihrsch here is the formal form of you. Wie geht es ihrsch? Lauschte an wiederhol. Wie geht es ihrsch? Good. And a fourth way to ask someone how are you could be, wat geht es nights? Wat geht es nights? Meaning, what's new? This is used really when you know someone very, very well and someone you haven't seen now for a long time, but you know him very well. So then you can say, wat geht es nights? Mir wiederholen. Wat geht es nights? Okay, good. So let's repeat these four ways to ask someone, how are you? So how are you? General is, wie geht es? How are you? Informal and more personal. Wie geht es dir? How are you? Formal. Wie geht es ihrsch? And what's new? Wat geht es nights? Good. Now learn five phrases to say how you are. So if someone asks you, wie geht es dir? Then you can answer, for example, by saying, ganz gut. Ganz gut. Very good. Let's repeat. Ganz gut. Or you can say tip top. Tip top. Great. Or to say, I'm fine, also more personal, you can say, mir geht es gut. Mir wiederholen, mir geht es gut. And more natural, mir geht es gut. And often native speakers say, ich kann nicht klagen, meaning I can't complain. Mir wiederholen, ich kann nicht klagen. And a fifth phrase to say how you are could be, also. So if someone asks you, wie geht es dir? Or also, meaning not so great. Also. Wir wiederholen die fünf Sätze. So we repeat the five sentences. So very good is ganz gut. Great is tip top. I'm fine is mir geht es gut. I can't complain. Do you remember? Yes, this is ich kann nicht klagen. And if you are not feeling so great, you would say also. Now learn five phrases to say thank you. Very easy. So you know for sure how to say thank you. This is merci. Merci. And to say thank you a lot or thank you so much is vielmals merci. Lauscht an wiederholen. Vielmals merci. Or you can say merci für den Hilf. Merci für den Hilf. So if someone has helped you to do something and you want to thank him for their help, and you can say in an informal form, merci für den Hilf. Or if you want to say to someone, that's so kind of you, in the formal form, you can say, dat as ganz lieb von ihrsch. Dat as ganz lieb von ihrsch. That's so kind of you. And if you want to express that you are really grateful, informal form is ich sin dir dankbar. Ich sin dir dankbar. Mir wiederholen. Ich sin dir dankbar. Or if in a formal situation, how would you say this? Yes, this is ich sin ihrsch dankbar. Ich sin ihrsch dankbar. So, wir wiederholen die fünf Sätze. Doch, du kannst sagen, merci. Thank you a lot is vielmals merci. Thank you for your help is merci für den Hilf. That's so kind of you formal is dat das ganz lieb von ihrsch. And to say, I'm really grateful. Ich sin dir dankbar. Or, ich sin ihrsch dankbar. Now that you have learned five phrases to say thank you, let's learn five ways to respond to thank you. So you can say in response to a merci or vielmals merci, you can say gär geschit. Gär geschit. Lauscht an wiederhol. Gär geschit, meaning my pleasure. Okay? Or you can say das nicht. Das nicht. Mir wiederholen. Das nicht. Meaning, don't mention it. Or to say, you are welcome in more formal form, you can say, kein Ursach. Kein Ursach. Kein Ursach. This is more formal. Or you can simply say for no problem, kein Problem. Kein Problem. This is more informal. And a last way to say that's the least I can do is dat as dat manst wat ich mache kann. Mir wiederholen. Dat as dat manst wat ich machen kann. That's the least I can do. Mir wiederholen nach einkehr. Dat as dat manst wat ich mache kann. Yes? Great. So let's repeat here the four main ways to respond to an merci. So for example, my pleasure is gär geschit. Don't mention it is das nicht. You're welcome, more formal, is kein Ursach. And no problem is kein Problem. Ganz gut. So now learn 5 phrases for apologizing. So to say I'm sorry, say in Luxembourgish, et dit ma leid. Et dit ma leid. And more natural is dit ma leid. So listen and repeat. Lauschte an wiederholen. Dit ma leid. Dit ma leid. I'm sorry. Or you can say, excuse me, formal is entschuldigt. Entschuldigt. So I need to hear the final T, so then I know that it's formal. Entschuldigt. Or if you want to apologize for example, for being late, then you would say, ich entschuldige mich für die Verspätung. So ich entschuldige mich für means I apologize for. Lauschte an wiederhol. Ich entschuldige mich für die Verspätung. Die Verspätung means for being late. Yeah. Let's move on. If you want to say, oh, or oops, that's my fault, you would say, oops, that is my Fehler. That is my Fehler. That's my fault. That is my Fehler. And a 5 way to apologize could be, ich hun dat net so gemengt. Ich hun dat net so gemengt, meaning I didn't mean it that way. Okay, mir wiederholen, ich hun dat net so gemengt. Over to you. Good. Okay, super. So, mir wiederholen. So, I'm sorry is dit mal leid. Excuse me formal. Entschuldigt. I apologize for is ich entschuldige mich für. That's my fault. That is my Fehler. And do you remember how to say I didn't mean it that way? Yes, this is ich hun dat net so gemengt. Let's finish this episode with 5 ways to respond to an apology. For example, if someone say, oh, entschuldigt, you can reply back by saying, ke problem, ke problem. You know what this means. Mm-hmm. Or you can say, dat könnt fear, dat könnt fear. It happens. Mir wiederholen, dat könnt fear. Or if you just want to say, that's okay, you can say, that is schon gut, or das schon gut. Das schon gut. Mir wiederholen. Das schon gut. Das schon gut. That's okay. Or if you want to say to someone, don't worry about it, informal is, leh dein Kopf a ro. This is an expression. Leh dein Kopf a ro. We use this a lot really to calm someone and to tell him, hey, don't worry about it. It's not so bad, okay? Leh dein Kopf a ro. Leh dein Kopf a ro. Okay? And a last one, if you want to forgive someone, to say, I forgive you, informal, and this is for serious problems, you would say, ich verzeihen dir. Ich verzeihen dir. Ich verzeihen dir. Okay. Wir wiederholen die 5 Sätze, how to respond to an apology. So, no problem. Kein Problem. It happens. Dat könnt viel. That's okay. Das ist schon gut. And then we have learned an expression. Don't worry about it. Leh dein Kopf a ro, and I forgive you. Ich verzeihen dir. Now, before we finish this episode, I want you to put you to the test, because repeating is really a great way to memorize sentences, to memorize chunks in Luxembourgish and in any language. Okay, so I have 3 sentences for you, or maybe 4 sentences for you to translate. So, how would you ask someone in a formal situation, how are you today? hopefully you said, wie geht es heute? Wie geht es heute? Formal, yeah. And then, how would you answer back by saying, I can't complain? So do you remember how to say I can't complain? This is ich kann nicht klagen. Ich kann nicht klagen. How would you respond to someone saying vielmals merci? So if someone is telling you vielmals merci, you can answer back by saying gern geschieht or das nicht or more formal keine Ursache. Okay. And here a last sentence for you a last sentence. How would you respond to someone saying entschuldigt? So here you can answer back by saying kein Problem. That's the best answer here as it always fits. Huh? Kein Problem. Good. Now, with this knowledge under your belt, you are ready to start mastering the nuances of Luxembourgish. So practice a little bit and don't be afraid to dive deeper into the language with us. And trust us, when you know the basics such as to greet someone and being able to respond when being asked, wie geht es? And dealing with everything else won't be too hard. So start your Luxembourgish learning journey today and master in just 8 weeks the basics of the language with our self-study online course A1 Foundation. You will find the link to this course in the show notes below. So, merci für das Nolauschteren. Bis nächste Woche. Adi!